Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Part three, business maturity, investing in business, how to make your business work, how to raise the probability that you're going to be successful. Guys, invest in people and know who you're going into business with. We talked a little bit about it on the previous show, but you need to understand what are the motives of the people. And if you're launching your product and your service, let me tell you something. You better clearly communicate who you are. What's that mean? First of all, why don't you get a website with an About Me page on it, about us, about me, about anything, about you and your vision with the company, and share that vision. Can you clearly communicate your vision to me in less than a couple of minutes? Or is it like, well, it's kind of like, if you got to use the two words kind of like, don't go in business. Because you're not kind of like anything. You're you. You're unique. Now, your business model may be similar too, but can you learn to speak? Oh my God. My kids drive me up a wall. Up a wall. They use the word so and like. Oh, I'm like, kids, learn to communicate. You don't even have to go to college if you can communicate effectively. You can bypass college and become as wealthy as you want when you learn how to communicate. Learn how to send an email. And I don't mean, instead of saying, I don't know, IDK. I'm like, sir, don't even get me. Don't get me started, man. Don't get me started, okay? Understand the difference between texting and sending a professional letter of communication to somebody. Understand, not everybody wants to see LOL, all right? Not everybody types in all caps. Don't ever do that in an email, okay? Understand the power of communication. Can you communicate your vision to me? What do you sell? Well, what do you do? And don't say, so it's kind of like Tony Robbins, but it's every day. This is what I would do. If I was selling my product like some person that I see all the time, these people, they're broke and they don't know why they're broke. And this would be me. This would be a broke version of my description of Every Day is Saturday. So it's kind of like Tony Robbins where it's exciting and I jump up and down, and I talk really loud, and I motivate people because motivation's like a bath, okay? You need to do it every day, or people are going to notice. You know? Seriously, that's what I see when people communicate with me about their business. They don't feel that they have the gumption, that they can stand on their own two feet with their own business plan. You understand you're a miracle, right? I mean, you understand you don't need permission from anybody to go and launch what it is that you want to do. You understand that if you aren't authentic and you aren't unique, you're going right down the drain because I can just go buy a knockout of what you're doing, a knockoff of what you're doing. You know, when I go to Amazon, when I want to buy something on Amazon, I don't really, here's a great example. This is so stupid, but I just want to share this example with you. A few months ago, I bought a package of 6 bandanas, okay? I'm a big bandana fan because I think I look so damn sexy in them. But also, when I go running, it literally keeps the sweat. Actually, they actually serve a purpose. I don't wear a bandana to church or to the grocery store. Actually, I do wear it to the grocery store after I work out. But I wear a bandana because it keeps the sweat out from, you know, out of my eyes when I'm running. I run 5 miles, I sweat a lot, especially in the summertime. But I bought bandanas because I wanted to save a couple bucks, and I bought a knockoff version on Amazon. I got a package for 6 for like $2, and I knew they were coming from China, and I knew the whole deal, man. I couldn't touch, feel, smell them, anything like that. I just assumed they were the same ones. Well, I got them. It was a great deal. I got 6 bandanas for like $2 or $3, whatever it was. But first of all, they were way too tight on my head. It felt like I was getting plastic surgery, like a Joan Rivers or something. You know, my skin was pulled so tight on my head from a result of the bandana. And they were a different material. I don't know what they were. Nylon. I don't know what they weren't cloth like the others that I have in my closet. And the other ones I've had for so long, they're starting to wear out. But the other ones I have are big enough, and they're cloth, and they feel really good on my head. They don't feel so tight like I'm about to, you know, be unconscious from lack of blood flow from my head. And I bought a knockoff, and I paid eight. I paid $3. He said, well, gee, Sam, you only paid $3. Well, $6 because I paid three for shipping. But I don't care. Would you pay $3 for a pair of shoes that were two sizes too small for you? I mean, what's your shoe size? I wear an 11.5. I wouldn't go pay $3 for a 9.5 shoe. Well, Sam, it's only $3. Yeah, but that's stupid. That's just stupid to do. So why would you try to pretend that your product is a knockoff of something else or what somebody else is doing? Why don't you have it stand up on your own 2 feet? Now, if you want to use another product or service as kind of a platform of understanding what the concept is, that's okay. But so many people are out there saying, well, it's just like so-and-so's, but better. Well, if it's just like so, why don't I just go buy so-and-so's product instead of paying the markup on you? I don't get a big warm and fuzzy when people do that. You know what I mean? So invest in people. I'm going to give you both sides of this equation. Invest in people that you'd want to bring home to mom and dad. You feel good about bringing these people home to mom and dad. And also, would you be that person that somebody else would want to bring home to mom and dad? Because we're dating, guys. We're online dating all day, every day when we're going to business with people. And if you position it that way and you look at it that way, and these are people that you would be proud of going into business with, bringing onto your team and building your team, let me tell you, especially in the business opportunity realm, you need to recruit leaders. Absolute, because if you don't recruit leaders, you're recruiting projects. And I know we all want to save the world, all right? And I've been telling you about these conversations I'm having with my daughter this week about the people that she hangs around. And these are good kids she hangs around. I'm not saying anything bad, but I'm warning her, okay, that if you're out there to save everybody and, oh, Madeline Crowley, she's so great. She makes me feel great every single day. Well, who's lifting you up, Madeline, right? Who's requiring you to play big? Who's making you better? Because if you're the smartest person in the group, you got to find a new group. And that goes the same in business. If you're the best leader, like everybody, they can't even function without your leadership, you got to go in a new group, man. Because it's cool to be the leader. It's cool to be out ahead. But boy, you don't want to be the only person that has the answers in your group. Like people are emailing you and calling you, hey, help me out today. I don't understand this. You can't, look, man, you feed that stray cat. What happens? What happens when you feed a stray cat? They come back, right? We had kittens. If you were listening in August, I had so much going on in August. My wife was on bed rest, and then we delivered our baby at 24 weeks. God love it, man. Baby Susan, 96 days alive today, still in the neonatal unit, UC Medical Center. Got a lot to be grateful for. Praise God. All right? That's why I don't get upset about anything anymore, man. You need a real shift. Something like that's going to happen to all of us. I'm just happy that she's still alive. All right, so my mind has completely changed from where it even was 90 days ago, and I was very grateful 90 days ago. But 90 days ago, we had kittens living in bushes right next to our front steps. Six kittens. Cat, I don't know what happened, but my wife's in the hospital delivering our daughter that week. I got six kittens show up in my bushes next to my front stairs. I'm not making this stuff up. And the mama cat's there. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I got two cats of my own and two dogs, okay? A lot going on at the Crowley house. Boy, when I said all that, that's just, oof, that's the stuff that keeps me up at night. So I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get rid of these kittens, got to bring them to a shelter. I don't want anything bad to happen to them. I'm still, you know, I got a soft spot for animals. Not Dr. Doolittle, but got a little bit of a soft spot for animals. So in the meantime, before I implement my plan, Operation Craigslist paid somebody $100 to come take them away. They actually took them to the no-kill animal shelter we have locally. I just didn't want to transport six kittens and the mom. I didn't even want to put my hand in those bushes for fear to get bitten off by the mom. But anyway, I put a $100 ad on Craigslist. Take these kittens now. First person to come, letting me know they're going to be safe. Let me know your plan. I'm going to give you $100 cash. Just get rid of them. Guy answered the ad right away, came by, took the kittens. But in the meantime, I didn't put that ad in for a couple of days because I was literally driving back and forth to the hospital in the morning and the evening. I'm taking care of my three girls. It's summer vacation. Got to get them registered for the school year. All this stuff was going on. My 13-year-old, love her, got to say I love her. She's putting milk out with cat food that we feed our cats. She's putting milk and food out. And I think she even had tuna out there for the mom. So the mom's like, oh, wow. Oh, hey, guys, we are at the Ritz-Carlton. We hit the lotto. Kitty home. Cha-ching. I'm like, Mal, what are you doing? She goes, I'm feeding them. I go, can you just put water out there? What are you doing? Well, I gave milk and tuna. And she's feeding them like a buffet, like a real like royal buffet for kittens, cats. So guess what happened? Cat wasn't leaving. She expects she would start meowing at the time when the food was gone for Madeline to come out and feed her again. You do that around the neighborhood, man. Thank God the cats are only here for 2 days, 3 days, because we would have had every stray cat in the neighborhood. They ain't leaving. They know they're going to get fed, and you're going to feed them. They don't got to go find their food on their own. They ain't leaving. There's no reason for them to leave. Same in business. Same in business. You feed people on your team, or you feed your clientele, or you don't make them go find the answers on their own, and you give them way, way, way more than you ever promised them. It's okay to over-deliver. Don't get me wrong. You can over-deliver. But boy, you start feeding the stray cat, you know they got to find a way to eat themselves. They got to go find the food on their own. You give them the resources, you give them the blueprint, and then say, hey, this is where the food's located. You can go get it. You can go get it. You're in business, okay? You're in business. So make sure you surround yourself with the right people. Boy, it makes business so much easier. Customers are good for business. Would you agree? Customers are good for business. But boy, you get the right customer who's grateful for you. They appreciate what you do and the product and the service you deliver. And then anything over and above that, it's just gravy, man. They don't ask for it. They don't expect it. You give it to them every now and again. They're very happy. It's a nice little bonus for being a great customer. But you don't start out that way. It's crazy. And when you're building a business, same way. You can't start out that way building a business because they're going to expect it right away. Don't recruit leaders. Recruit leaders, would you please? Because when you recruit leaders, life is so much easier. We're going to wrap it up on the next podcast for Business Maturity today. Hope you're liking the show. And, oh, yeah, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.